We have Stanley Hatzell from Market Block Books in the studio once again. Stanley brings us a stack of must-read books every week. How you doing, Stanley?
Good evening.
I'm good. Thank you. What you got for us today?
I want to scare you with some scary stories because reality is scary enough. So let's go into the scary fiction world. But first, I want to tell you two true ghost stories.
It is true. Halloween's coming up, right?
Next week?
Yeah, next week. Okay.
Yes. But I want to get you going before Halloween. You got to get all cranked up. So here's two ghost stories. The year after my mother passed away, I moved to Troy, and I was sitting in my apartment, and I smelled someone smoking a cigarette. Well, I've never smoked in my life. My neighbor upstairs doesn't smoke. And I thought, and I got closer to the recliner that used to be my mom's, and that's where it smelled the strongest. I thought, this is really weird. So my neighbor came downstairs, oddly enough, and she said, "Who's smoking in here?" I said, "You can smell that?" She said, "Yes." So I said, "Go near that chair." And she said, "Wow, it's really strong right here at the chair." So there's my mother in my apartment smoking. I told her to stop after that, and she did.
That's really creepy.
Yeah. So the second story is, I've joked about the store being haunted because these psychics come in the bookstore and say, "You know you've got ghosts here." And I said, "Well, we've had problems when we first moved in that books were all over the floor when we come in the morning." And I stayed after one night, and I asked the ghosts to stop, and they stopped. And I've joked about being haunted. And then a couple of years ago, on a dark October morning, I was alone in the store getting ready to open up. I hadn't turned the lights on yet. And this guy walked across the front of the bookcase. So I ran over to intercept him, but there was no guy there.
That's really, really creepy.
I was freaked out for a month. I had goosebumps for a month after that.
I imagine so. It seems like you have like a way with ghosts. Like you just ask them to stop and then they stop.
Well, you know, like animals and insects, I talk to everything. I think it's important to talk to the things in your life. And so anyway.
I was just going to mention that just recently last week, studies have come out from the medical community that, in fact, people maintain consciousness after they die.
Right.
They don't know how long they maintain consciousness for, but they have concluded that, in fact, is the case, which is interesting. Whether that qualifies
about a year after
as
they
a
die?
Ghost, I don't know.
Well, my mother and I are very close, and I continue to talk to her, even though she's long gone now, 13, 14 years. So here's some books. I'm going to start with some kids' books. The first is The X-Files, Earth Children Are Weird. And this is based on the TV show, and the artwork is done by Chris Carter. I mean, sorry, Kim Smith. Chris Carter came up with The X-Files. So it's just like the show, but there's nothing really violent, but there's some creepy moments to it, and kids will like this. The same people did E.T., which is coming out this month, as a children's book just like this, really great graphics. And they did Home Alone, which is a Christmas story without all the violence and without the annoying family members.
That's kind of what makes Home Alone so good, though.
Yeah. Well, this is for kids, though, not adults. It's a kid's Home Alone. The second book, it really is creepy, funny, and hilarious. It's called A Creepy Pair of Underwear. And it has this luminescence glowy thing. I have not used a black light to see if it glows. But it's the story of a kid who gets a pair of underwear that looks possessed, as you can see by the cover shot. And he does everything to get rid of this underwear, and it keeps coming back. He finally buries it, and it doesn't come back, and then he misses it. So he digs it back up.
So both those books were illustrated, I suppose.
Oh, they're very illustrated.
Yes.
And they're dark and disturbing illustrated. And this is a little bunny who's trying to hide from the fact that his underwear is glowing while he's wearing it. It is adorable. And kids love it because kids are kind of creeped out by it in a fun way. The next I have is The Graveyard Book, which is not a new book. Neil Gaiman wrote this. And it's written for 8 to 12-year-olds. By the way, those early ones are picture books for kids 3 and up. All right. So this is about a family who was murdered on the first chapter. Their throats are slit.
A comedy.
And the boy crawls out of his crib and happens to be escaping, murdered by this evil person, villain, and climbs up the hill to the cemetery. And the ghosts in the cemetery raise this boy, this child.
Oh, that's like worse than being raised by wolves.
So there's a lot of ghosts in it, and there's this underworld experience. But the interesting thing is there's no real blood and guts and gore. It's just the way he uses his words. So he describes a sharp knife. He describes the redness of blood, but you know, there's no violence in it directly. So kids wouldn't see this as we would because we have experience of all violence. It's a lot of fun. And kids love it, and parents are nervous about it, but they don't need to be because kids filter what they can absorb.
Does Neil also write? Neil Gaiman also write for adults?
This is he did two or three kids' books. Another one being Coraline, which was a lot of fun. Not as good as the Graveyard Book. He's kind of all over the place in the different genres, like most authors are. Quickly, More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is exactly as it sounds. It's based on legends and old stories for kids. I have a customer whose four-year-old loves to be scared, but this is too scary for her, so she won't read it to her.
So is it like a book full of stories?
Yeah, it's a series of about short stories. 16 different stories. They're very short, they're like a page and a half long. You know, the voice is only one page long. Someone's hearing a voice.
So you can read it to the kids before you put them to bed.
Exactly.
So they'll sleep well.
I mean, exactly. It's like having to watch the Twilight Zone when I was a kid before I went to bed. So speaking of when I was a kid, this is the book that really scared the daylights out of me. Things That Go Bump in the Night by Lewis C. Jones. And the reason why is there are local ghosts in this. So when I grew up in the south end of Albany, that there was a Cherry Hill ghost, and I was just freaked out about going near Cherry Hill Mansion. And then we moved to Ellesmere, and I would ride my bike across the bridge and go past Graceland Cemetery there. And I think about the ghost, Hattie the Hitchhiker, who was killed on that bridge. And, oh, my goodness, I loved it. I just loved it. So, and still in print. Since I was about 12, I think this is when I first discovered this book.
My granny used to tell a story about a lady named... I forgot. I think it's Rasputia. And she would, you know, like squeak closets and stuff like that and say that she was coming to get me. And it was like really, really, really scary. And my granny only visited like twice a year. And so every time she came, she scared me.
Well, I think we all have those kind of, someone's told us these stories. My grandmother wouldn't do that though. This story here about Hattie the Hitchhiker. One day the local news did a story about her. And apparently she would hitchhike across the bridge and someone pick her up and they gave her a ride home to her apartment on the corner of Lark and Washington. And there was some guy, and he came back later to find out how she did. And the woman says, oh, she's been dead for several years. And allegedly, according to this story, because that's how these stories work, he lent her his jacket, and his jacket was found on her tombstone.
That's really creepy. That's way too creepy. That's like crossing the line creepy.
Yeah, so, and that was on the local news, whatever that was, when I was a teen. At that time, I loved it. Now I have, my heart is too tender for scary stories, so I don't read this stuff anymore, except the kids' books, the ones that are for three-year-olds. I can handle that.
What else you got for us?
Well, I have a book. I want to tell you about a book I don't have, and that's a two-volume set on the history of the Hudson Valley by Benjamin, whose first name I'm blanking on. And he has a nice section in Volume 1 about the literature of the Hudson Valley, and specifically Washington Irving being one of those authors who was quite a popular author in England at the time. So this book is called Colonial Horrors, and... Sleepy Hollow and Beyond. Graham Davis is editing a bunch of 19th century stories about this region, including The Headless Horseman. And for some reason, that I never read the story as a kid, but we always heard about it all the time. And I think when I told you, getting my library card, I finally looked it up. And it's a very boring story for a kid to read. The writing is just not, you know, contemporary enough for you to get a feel for it. Nowadays, I enjoy it, but I still think these are worth knowing. There's even a horror story here by Cotton Mather. I hadn't read it yet. H.P. Lovecraft is in here, and just a whole bunch more. These are all new, this one here. So if you like a sense of history and a sense of horror, this is your book.
Are the stories in Colonial Horrors as long or as short as the ones in the other book of short stories?
Not as short. Maybe some of them are like 10 pages long. Let's see. There's about 15 stories in here. No, they're going to run a little bit longer. The average looks like about 10 pages, maybe more. But a nice selection. And we keep it in local history. Not in the horror section, because it's historical and these are famous authors. And Okay. Now, because really anthologies are the best things to do, this Haunted Nights is a new collection of ghost stories also out this month. A lot of these books are released in October for obvious reasons. And this is put out by the Horror Writers Association. I didn't know there was a Horror Writers Association. This is their anthology. So it has some, these are all new stories, so none of these are repeated anywhere else. Some of these authors I don't know at all. There's a few young adult authors and kids authors that I know and like. But this, to me, is all new territory. I've not dug up any of these graves yet to find out what's hiding in these pages. It's
sounds exciting.
It's really exciting. So, Haunted Nights. And then I actually have a book that you can't see here. So this is not the last book I'm showing you. I'm going to show you the last book. But the other book I sold out, and I couldn't bring it. I had it on my stack, and I had to sell it to a customer.
Oh, gosh.
This one is called Lovecraft Country, and one of my customers tells me that this is being made into a TV series.
It doesn't sound scary.
Well, you know, H.P. Lovecraft, he can be scary.
Okay.
But this is set in 1954, and it's the story of a guy who just gets out of the army, and his father is missing, and he's going to drive to find his father. Now, his name is Atticus Turner. He's African-American, and his uncle wrote a book called The Safe Negro Travel Guide, and that's how to get through the Jim Crow South. So that's how it starts. It's them, he and his uncle and his cousin are driving through the South to come up to New England to find out where his father is gone to. So there's There's a little bit of fantasy here. There's a lot of racism in the story. There is this occult group.
Oh, it's got layers.
Possibly clan related. Possibly not. I don't want to give anything away. But the book will hold your interest all the way through. And like I said, my customers have come back raving about this book and how scary.
We have about 1 minute left.
Okay. So
the big closer.
The big closer is the Victorian book because, you know, people are nuts about Victorian things in Troy. And it's called Ghostly Tales, Spine-Chilling Stories of the Victorian Age. Pretty much what you expect from 19th century. But actually, you know, Frankenstein was written in the 19th century, and that's one of my favorite novels, not scary like Boris Karloff, but so that's Ghostly Tales. But Frankenstein, I should have mentioned that. I love that book. Next year is the 200th anniversary of Frankenstein.
Oh, wow.
March 11th.
So that was Stanley Hatzell from Market Block Books. If you're interested in any of the books that Stanley just discussed, they keep a list of these books behind the counter at Market Block Books, which is at 290 River Street.
Thank you for joining us, Stanley.
You're very welcome.